Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another episode of News on the Flip Side, Monday's edition with Joe Montaldo. I think the aliens have Lily. Yes, it's looking bad. I think the aliens have Lily, guys. It's scary. Anyway, she's in recovery mode, so y'all write to her, tell her how you feel, tell her you love her, tell her you miss her, tell her you want to have her babies. I don't know. Tell her something good. Oh, I'm glad.
Reminded me of something else. Sorry, guys. Let's grab this little computer over here right quick.
Damn, still trying to get rid of this damn coal. A lot of fun stuff in the news today. I mean, it's just more and more crazy news all over the place. Matter of fact, let's just grab up the news page right now, bring it on up. We got all kind of weirdnesses on there. Let me make sure everything's up to date. Yeah, it's been crazy. Lots of fun stuff to talk about. I mean, really, just lots of stuff. Sorry, that was crazy what just came across my screen. A lot of good stuff going on. Here you go. Photo of boy stopping to recite Pledge of Allegiance as the flag is raised at the fire department goes viral. Of course, y'all don't need that part, but really, there you go. That's how it should be. You should be proud of your country instead of trying to tear your country down. Well, you know, what's happened is the poor millennials are messed up in the head for some reason. And I don't think, like, you know, I listened to, like, Alexandra Cortez speak. She's an idiot. And that's as nicely as I can put it. She has no idea what she's talking about. Not even a little bit. I mean, what's happened is she likes to hear her own self speak. She's a media junkie. That's all she is. She hasn't come up, you know, she doesn't even have an office in her own. It's in the 14th district, and she still doesn't have an office there. She's attacking ICE and immigration, even though one of her own constituents were killed by an illegal alien just 2 weeks ago. Yeah, she don't, and she don't even know when the reporter asks her. She's like, yeah. No, she's an idiot. The Green Plan. Have y'all read the Green Plan? You can't even. Only Democrat that would get on this is one that hasn't read the plan. I mean, it's impossible. Okay, think of it this way. The United States, for the first time in its existence, is completely undependent on anyone else for fuel but ourselves. We are the number one fossil fuel provider to the world, by far. We can dictate prices, and instead, oh no, of course, just wants to tear all that down and make us go back to what? $5 a gallon oil? Oh, we're going to get rid of oil. We're going to get rid of airplanes, and we're going to build railroads across the ocean. Really? Railroads across the ocean. Electric railroads too. Okay, well, what's going to produce that electricity? Solar power? Yeah, maybe if you put a big solar railroad in the entire ocean, that might happen. Solar power is very unreliable. She wants to get rid of nuclear power, so. I don't know, Cortez. What are you going to use to power the country? Wind power? So we're going to use wind power, solar power, and water power. Man, there are going to be shortages all over the place. Oh, yeah, there'd be a lot of electricity in some areas and not much in other areas. Well, a wind farm, okay. Have y'all ever been out to West Texas? Pretty much all of West Texas is a wind farm now. Oh, yeah, it's just windmills everywhere. Not just Denver or New Mexico, it's all over the place. All of those combined could barely power Dallas for maybe a week. Combined. These things that are offset costs, these things are not to replace certain things. Until we can come up with a different type of creating electricity or a different type of energy altogether. Well, we've got what we've got. So you can get rid of nuclear power, but we haven't quite got down the other powers down. Fission's not quite down yet. I mean, we really haven't figured out how to do antimatter energy yet, a dark matter energy. So any of these three would be a great, we could replace anything we have, but we just haven't got there yet. Well, one, like with dark matter, we haven't really figured out how to contain it. Oh, what was it last time I heard? 0.5 milliseconds. Oh, yeah, if you can glide two little nothing atoms together, one one light, one dark, man, yeah, make all kind of energy. But the problem is we can't, there's nothing, we can't do anything with energy. We can't contain it. We don't even know how to contain it. We don't even know what the hell we're doing. And throwing antimatter atoms at matter atoms sooner or later could result in a big disaster somewhere. So, I don't know. Yeah. Well, I seen Boeing come out with a couple, you know, they want to build reactors. Yeah. Cold fusion. They want to build reactors that are just about the size of a basketball. They'll power your house. They'll power your car. Power your boat. Power whatever you got. Well, you got a couple of options. One, you could put the one in your home. It would power your home, and it would just charge all your other vehicles and everything else. If that's what you want to do, it via electric. Or you put smaller ones in, maybe the size of softballs, in there to do it. The one they're working on right now is the size of a rig. Should be able to power a small city like Waco, Texas, easily. Yeah, pretty much nonstop for, I don't know, what they said, 5 years or 10 years. So, you know, when they start building these little reactors for these cars, these things are going to last 20, 25, 30 years before they run out of power. And they may never run out. It depends how they build them. But the thing of it is, this is a whole different type of power for us. But we're nowhere near being able to roll that out to America in 10 years. I don't even know where she gets these numbers from, 10 years. And in 10 years, she wants to redo all the roads, infrastructure in the United States, and redo all the buildings in the United States. Yeah, you better add two zeros behind that 10 years. It's a fantasy. Could you, the infrastructure of New York alone, just the cost, New York couldn't afford it. Could you imagine redoing that whole city to where it was a green city? Green products are ridiculously expensive to start off with, and we don't even know how they're going to hold up on the wear and tear yet. But we're going to redo a whole, every city in the United States like that. Really, the real thing is we should be working on a different type of power. Or if we're going to go with solar, at least let's start putting those big 5 mile across solar mirrors in space that beam power down to Earth. At least then we're getting serious power sent down. Well, depends how you want to do it. You could make the one stationary so that it would just be power stations that every would move into its range. It would beam power for a while and then, you know, at another station. But more than likely, they would just make it track. Well, if you had stashed batteries up there, you could do it that way. But more than likely, it would just follow the Earth. It would just move like a normal satellite and it would just track its power station. And then when it was on the dark side, whatever power was stored up, it would have. Well, yeah, but you could still do it that way, too. You could just set up stationary transmitters around the planet. And as the planet moved, each one would do it. And anytime they would just beam power to whatever plants didn't have, because there would always be power coming in no matter what. The world would have to be a friendlier place for that to work, though. Because, you know, your power would be crossing through Russia and China and America. And could you trust us not to cut your power off? Oh, let's just blow them stations up there and they don't get no more power. Not at least during the dark times. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I'm saying. So, it would have to be different. Well, with that much power being beamed down, like America, they've talked about this before. If you put about 10 of these satellites over America, yeah, we power everything for 12 hours a day, no problem. And then you have to have 12 hours of storage. You'd leave a little better batteries than we have now, but you could do that too. Or you could use some other type of fuel to run your generators at night. At least it would cut every any other kind of, even if you had to use fossil fuels, it would cut it down by half right off the bat. But I would imagine you could store a lot of energy too. So I'm thinking even if you had to use a conventional fuel, it would be more than 2 or 3 hours. And I imagine in the end they could figure out how to do away with that altogether. You mean setting the panels on the moon? You know, like just make the whole moon one big solar panel? Okay. Remember when you're beaming energy to Earth, okay? And this is why you're going to have a satellite that tracks. Because what happens if it moves out and the satellite don't turn off? This thing is going to be like scorched Earth. It's going to be beaming down pure power that should have been being collected by some type of collector. And instead, it's going to be just whatever it's landed into. Now, see, that's not going to work, people. It's just not going to work. Oh, you mean build like tracks around the planet and it would just follow the track? I guess. Look, I have no idea how they're going to do it. But I know we got all the power we need right there in the sun. We need to figure out how to get it. And we really need to work out. Yes, we need to work out other forms of energy. Look, we've learned things, how to make electricity many ways, and then we cracked the atom. So now it's on. Now it's on to bigger and better things. Well, you know, it's just time. Look, no, whoever just wrote that, no, I'm not agreeing with Cortez. Jesus, what kind of moron are you? What I'm saying is it's just time to start developing new forms of fuel. Something, you know, so we can make those steps. I don't expect any of this to happen overnight. I'll be dead and gone before we even hardly get really good and started on this. But the point is we need to get started on it. And not on some bullshit like, you know, the Al Gore thing, because it's not true. You know, and I'm bad about flip-flopping fission and fusion for some reason. No, it's cold fission is what it is, but it's something we're working on. And if we can work it out, it'll revolutionize the world for us. Oh, yeah, it's whoever just wrote that. You can make bigger and better bombs with it, but this stuff, for the most part, is going to be way safer than anything else we're using. And even like Carl just said, if you want to even use hydrogen, you could use these to run your house and you'd have little hydrogen plants and make hydrogen for your cars and everything else. I mean, they could just be base power plants at your home or your apartment or wherever you live or every store, anywhere you went, would just be able to charge. You know, you could even make the road the smart road and put strips on the charging strips, embed them in the roads as the cars are driving, they're charging. If you wanted to do it that way, if you want to just make the cars electric. But I'm thinking just coal fusion. Okay. I've heard a couple of big companies talk about this. Boeing was the one that brought it out in 2000. They were actually working on it. So you got one the size of a semi can power Dallas. Maybe three or four semis, I think. But regardless, so one about the size of a basketball could really power like a 5,000, 10,000 square foot home with no problems. A home like mine that's like, you know, 2,000 square feet, it would power with lots of energy left over. So I could have lights outside and all kind of wonderful stuff, have my cars and vehicles all charged and have everything running. And once it's installed, you're not paying a monthly fee or anything. That's why they don't really want to work on this because, you know, one of the things they said about Tesla early on is one of his first ways he figured out how to make energy couldn't be metered. And so the government wasn't interested in it. It was way cheaper than the way we do it now, but they weren't interested in it because it couldn't be metered. Today, electricity is metered. They make money off of it. You know, companies make electricity, then they sell it to our poor ass cells. Well, see, that should be a basic. You know, you hear – this is something that always bothers me about these Cortezes and these Sanders. Free college, free – okay. Well, why do that? Why not just make the necessities of life free? Travel, fuel, and food. You know, a lot of states don't tax food. Actually, I live in one that does. But a lot of states don't actually tax food. You want to talk about leveling the playing field, do that. Make it free. I'm not talking about making everything free. I'm just talking about making those things free. There you go right there. Feed the masses, you know. Electricity should be free. Internet should be free. Both of those should be government services given to you. They should both be free. It's something you should not have to worry about paying that monthly bill every month, your electricity. Oh, well, some people consume – that's true. And some people consume a lot less. But they still, you know, are getting screwed. Well, no, companies you would have to make concessions with. Businesses – I'm talking about everyday people should not have to pay for electricity. They should not have to pay for internet. And there are cities like Philadelphia and all that are working on free Wi-Fi for everybody. You know, like 20 meg Wi-Fi for everybody for free. Well, of course, that's not going to be as safe. But, you know, but you'll have paid options too. But this way – everyone has access. If you got a pad, a phone, a computer, whatever, laptop, doesn't matter. You'll be able to get access, and it'll be free. Oh, I'm all for cold fission, guys. I'm sorry. I think it might be the next logical step in power for us. All we can do is wait and see. Mm-hmm. Anyway, moving on. I hate when I get off in those rants like that. Yeah, I shouldn't let. Let's see, that's what Lily's here for. She keeps him from getting off on those. Uh-oh, man. What hoof threw this up there? What do we got on here? Instead of a wall, Trump builds a canal. Oh, Lord. Here we go. Okay, I don't know who posted this up there, but we're going to move on. Uh-oh. Whoa, look at this scary broad. Who is this? She is scary looking. Oh, it's Joy Barr from The View. The crazy blackface chick. Mm-hmm. Well, she said she described herself as a pretty black lady. Well, when you see it, okay. Typical CNN and NBC for you. Oh, it's blackface. Rose, she's in blackface. Joy's in blackface. She did wear darkening makeup. She wasn't in blackface by any means. There wasn't no black on her face. Light brown at the most. Oh, she was shitty for doing it. But, you know, she was younger, and I guess she wanted to be like, what's her name? What's the chick from out on the West Coast? You know, the white woman who said she was black. The one that worked. Yeah. I can't think of her name, but I guess that's who Joy thought she was. Maybe she wanted to sleep with a black man. I have no idea why she did it. I know all of a sudden The View don't want to talk about it, though. They're like, oh, no, we don't. What? Who? No. Then I hear today that her and Meghan McCain get into it over. Should she tell her Meghan not to have a hissy fit? You know, if I was Joy, I'd be careful because I really think Meghan could take Joy. I think Meghan get up, beat the living crap out of Joy, sit down and giggle about it afterwards. She reminds me of some of these girls in Mississippi I know. I'm like, oh, man, don't go there. Why do some girls out in New Mexico and Arizona do the same damn thing? It's, I'm just saying, I would be careful. It's, besides, it's so disrespectful. Well, she's a socialist. She's a socialist. She's a liberal socialist who dressed in blackface. What does that tell y'all about her? Do as I say, not as I do. That's all PC people. All politically correct people are like that. They're all closet something another. So I'm not talking about being gay. I'm talking about whatever it is that they're championing against, they probably are pro for and privacy. Everybody forgets the KKK was formed and still majority of the Democrats. I still don't get it. Oh, it's in the South. No, KKK's all over the country. Actually, it's not even that big around anywhere around here. So I'm kind of like, yeah, that's something the media wants you to believe. But their bigger branch is nowhere around here. Yeah, and they're still, you know, all the ones I've met were Democrats. Democrats founded it. Democrats founded Jim Crow. I'm still confused by all of this. Yeah. I guess they just had better press. Well, all politicians lie, so there's no reason to go into that one. But anyway, there you go. Miss Hypocrite herself. Don't want to talk about it. I'm sure she's been ranting and raving about them people out there in Virginia. Ooh, yeah, that governor need to step down. Ooh, you know that governor need to step down. Ooh, yeah, that man said, that woman said he raped him. She, ooh, he need to step down too. Ooh, yeah, man. Uh-uh. Uh-uh. What the attorney general did? What? Oh, he needs to go too. I'm sorry. Bad accent. Not trying to pick on anybody. It's retardism. What the hell is going on in this country? I feel like now, you know, I'm listening to these things. I feel like when I listen to him talk, it's like listening to 12-year-olds. I'm listening to, what's that, Kamala Harris, what's her name? Oh, well, I inhaled. Who gives a shit? You're a racist pig. Nobody cares what you think. You and Cory Booker should get have a relationship. Oh, my God. Yeah, because they're both racist pigs. Oh, they're going to be easily talked. Well, somebody's talking about her and Joe Biden run together. I was like, please, please. Right now, unless Mueller comes up with something on Trump, the Democrats are doomed. No one I've seen them put up yet can beat Trump. Bloomberg. I can't have my big gulp. I ain't voting for Bloomberg. Get out of here, man. Do you know like 2/3 of this country drinks in fountain drinks? I'll keep Bloomberg out by itself. Bernie can't beat Trump. Hillary can't beat Trump. What are they going to run on? Okay, if I would have won, the country would have been better. How? No, really. I mean, financially, the country is freaking booming. We've got much better trade deals now in America and in Europe. We proved that a lot of the global warming shit was just that hype. I mean, how's it going to get better? What are they going to do to make it better? For who? For the illegal immigrants? Really? I don't know. That's what I'm saying. They're not running on anything. What is their ticket? What is it that they're saying? We're going to be better at what? The economy? I doubt that. Fixing the country up, you know, getting our military stronger? I doubt that. Infrastructure? I doubt that. Y'all running out of things. Oh, we're going to go back to talking about bathrooms? I don't think the country wants to do that again. I'm just saying, Democrats, you know, I'm embarrassed to say I used to be part of your party. It's like when Michelle Obama said, first time I've ever been proud to be an American. Well, I got to say, once the party got under Obama, and I'm not saying it's Obama's fault because it was whoever was running the party, probably Debbie, what's her name? I was just, I become severely disenchanted with the party. I mean, the corruption was just overflowing. And what bothered me most is they didn't, still, none of these people and all those emails that were put out, all that corruption we found out about inside the Democratic Party, all the rigging of votes and fixing who's going where, has not been corrected. It's never been fixed. It's never even been talked about. The media acts like, oh, well, that never happened. Oh, that was the Russians. Oh, that was the Russians. No, that was truth. The WikiLeaks shit wasn't the Russians, and we know for a fact that it was true. Panetta already verified that, so, but still, nothing happened. They didn't do anything. Guys, you can't be taken serious. And frankly, some of these states that were so close to the Democrats that made a difference in the House, why are y'all crying so hard about wanting to put new stricter regulations on voting? I will never understand to this day why you would not have an ID to vote. Oh, it's a God-given right. No, it's not a God-given right. It's a United States-given right. But you get a right to do a lot of things in the United States that requires an ID. And what gets me is, oh, well, we can't do that because old people can't get IDs. Well, if old people can't get IDs, they can't get their Social Security checks or their retirement checks. So that's another load of shit is what that is. And if the Democrats can bust people in by the tens of thousands to get them to go vote, God knows how many illegal times, why can't they get them to go get an ID? Because then you can't get all these illegal votes. Like, you know, we found out under Obama, and I'm sure this happened long before Obama, but we found out under Obama that in five or six states in the Northeast that people living in those states will go vote in other states six, seven, eight times each. Do you realize if you got 100,000 people doing that, that's a lot of damn votes? That can change an election in lots of places. And what got me more than that is they were completely unapologetic about, oh, well, we got caught, but, oh, well, we've taken your right to vote away. Okay. Well, there's no ID, so how the hell are you going to put a picture of them at the voting booth? That's what I'm saying. Are you, you know, oh, felons can't vote. Why? You ain't got no ID. What the hell? It's, I know, man. Come on. I mean, really, it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my whole life. Only cheaters would not want IDs. I'm sorry, but only cheaters would not want IDs. Yeah, because that way you can go vote in four or five. Oh, I'm Jimmy Brown, Keith Lindley, Ron. I'm going to vote here. Oh, I'm Johnny Dude, man, and I'm going to vote here. Mm-hmm. It's sad. Well, like my last name comes in, I don't know, like 14 different versions. Simply by changing one letter in a couple of different places and then three letters in the middle, it's like 14 different surnames. No, here you require, you got to pull out your ID down here. You want to vote? Let's see your ID, boy. What do you mean, boy? Give me your damn ID. You want to vote here? Go home if you don't. Yeah, they don't play around. They want to see your ID. It's kind of a sad thing, but I'm happy they did. Like, again, I just don't know why anybody else in the country would be against it. Unless you're cheating, why wouldn't you want IDs? That'd make not even a lick of sense to me. But anyway, moving on. Coming up, Dr. J Live. Oh, yeah. Oh, this woman here. Miss Omar apologizes for anti-Semitic tweets. Okay. Now, I know Pelosi never would try to be like, oh, but she apologized. No, Nancy. First off, this isn't her first time. It's her second or third time she's done this. And do you believe, anyone looking at this woman's face right now, do you believe that she means her apology? Is it sincere? Will she not be anti-Semitic anymore? Does she still not feel that in her soul? She shouldn't be in Congress. If that's the way she feels, she shouldn't be in Congress. Yeah, I agree. We should do like voice stress analysis for Congress people. And we should push the issue on separating religion and state. Well, because Jews and Muslims can't separate their religion and state. It's the same thing to them. Oh, yeah, it's all the same damn thing. So, no, they can form in the rest of the government, but when you get into Congress, you got to be able to separate the two. Obviously, this woman can't. She hates Jewish people. How can you let someone who hates Jews, which is a segment of our population, into Congress? Well, let me put it to you this way. What's the difference between her and a white person in Congress that hates blacks or a black person in Congress that hates whites? That shit wouldn't be tolerated. Oh, with the exception of Maxine Waters, it wouldn't be tolerated. I'm just saying, it just wouldn't be tolerated. So why is it being tolerated here? Because she's Muslim? Well, does that make any sense? I'm just wondering how y'all come up with this retarded logic. Things. I'm like, oh, really? So you think that really makes sense? Huh? So you really think this woman all of a sudden started loving Jewish people and is going to do what she can for Jewish people? I'd like to know how many of her constituents are actually Jewish. Yeah, maybe they should ask her to be removed. Well, Congress already talked about it. That's why she apologized. Congress has talked about kicking her out. Because you can't be anti anything. We in Congress, you got to be pro everything. You can't be anti anything. Unless it's communism or socialism, then you can be anti all you want. But other than that, everything else, you got to be pro. Yeah, what do you mean? We ain't got to be no pro, no socialist. Look, I said this before. This is an easy thing. You want to be socialist? Go spend some time in Venezuela for a while. I get some relatives down there. I'll send you down here. They'll hook you up. And you can stay down there and you can tell me when you come back if this is the way you want to live the rest of your life. Any socialist country, there's no such thing as a successful socialist country, sorry. Well, China's socialist, China's communist. And technically, China's only half communist these days. It's like its middle government down is actually a democracy now. They vote and put their people in. Yeah, it's probably all rigged, I agree, but their upper part is communist, but it's not socialist, it's communist. Russia is supposed to be like us now, sort of some kind of screwed up democracy republic kind of thing. Most of the world is a free world now and some type of democracy. Yes. And those countries are actually, most of them are having relative success. But countries that are full blown, look, China's in a whirlwind shithole right now. Yeah, they're thanks to Trump, they don't know what. See, Obama was kissing their ass so much, they were just making money hand over foot, and they were bragging how by 2050 they were going to pass the United States as the biggest country in the world. And thanks to Obama, they would have. But oh no, here comes Trump. Trump's like, no, I don't think this is going to work for us. Maybe in another 200 years, we might let you go first. Man, we're going to hold you back for a little while longer, make you curtail that population a little bit as ours grows and balances things out a little bit. Yeah, because the way it's set right now, its population is supposed to stagnate. Because when China hits about 1.5 billion, because of the size of that country, they're going to have to put regulations back on having children. India will hit it around the same time. India may even do it before them. But both these countries will actually have to start putting. America will probably hit around 600 or 700 million by then, but still have way more room to grow because we're a much bigger landlocked country and have way more resources. So let them stress themselves out of mind. Well, yeah, look at all that money they're going to have, all them people buying and spending it all. Don't make a difference if you can't feed your people. And since the Americas is like 90% of the food in the world now, about 80%, but still. The Americas, not America, the Americas. Yeah, north, south, and central. North, central, and south, however you want to look at it. This article right here, where you see the forklift, how bad is China's slowdown? U.S. companies offer some answers. First off, one of these companies who supplies them forklifts and parts, say they're down 10 to 15% on sales, which means there's been a big slowdown of incoming goods into the ports or outgoing goods of the ports. So Trump's hurting them. And if they don't quit, Trump's going to hurt them even more. See, Ping's trying to save face, which I understand, but pretty soon it's going to start getting a lot worse in this country. And they're going to go back. See, for China, it's different than the United States. We have recessions. We don't really go backwards. We just kind of stay kind of stagnant. China goes backwards because of the amount of people it's got. And the longer it lasts, you know, China's been building all this new infrastructure and all these big bridges and connecting all the cities together and all these cars on the highway. Well, if all of a sudden your income goes from $11 trillion to $4 trillion, you're in deep shit. You ain't got the money anymore. You can't even go back to your military or your space programs. You're going to actually have to lay off all that and get into other stuff. It's where we are today. Well, because you can't let a country like China rule the world. Really? Do you want China ruling the world? Is that what you want? Look how they treat their own people. That's and we less than their people. I know. Well, y'all are stupid. Only a liberal would think that way, I swear. No, I think the world should be free for everybody, including China. But until all the militaries are gone in the world, I'm not going to feel real comfortable with China having a big, huge ass military with 1.5 billion people. Yeah, I'm just not. I don't think most of the world is either. Europe surely isn't. I know. Coming up next, your 5 minutes is up. Whitaker tells leading House Democrats highlights from hearing. Anyway, so this is funny to me. I watched what they showed as much as you could find of it, which was hilariously funny, like Congress usually is. And then I started watching the news. Instantly, CNN comes on, and MSNBC comes on and tells how the Democrats schooled this guy. This Whitaker guy. No, it did not happen. I'm sorry. No. He schooled them. They did not school him. Not even a little bit. And it bothers me that they lie that much. So because their fan base didn't watch it, they go back and tell them this. But somewhere along the line, the fan base is going to see this video. It's on YouTube. It's everywhere else. So, I mean, they don't understand why they're losing people watching them. That's why, because you can't tell the truth anymore. I don't know why anybody would ever watch NBC. It's has become the garbage of anything. Here's where Pelosi and Democrat leaders condemn Omar's statement as anti-Semitic. Ooh, you Dimmies are so bad. Ooh, you're going to punish her so hard. Ooh, yeah, you made her apologize. I know. Here's why you need to touch your car before pumping your gas. Yeah, get rid of that static electricity so you don't blow yourself up. No, really, I'm serious. A little static charge. See, gas fumes are very, yeah, they're easy to ignite. They really are. They're not like other fuels, man. Fumes, really, you could just spark it and bitches will catch on. You can read the article yourselves. It's posted to the page. Now, I found this interesting. This is Ford's 2020 Explorer for police have hidden life-saving designs and features. Okay. They were showing the impacts of a car at 55 miles an hour. And that's what most Fords are designed for. I think that's what the government regulations require. So they went ahead and made it, I think it's up to 75 or 80 miles an hour now. So these cars have an extra 175 pounds of steel in them so they can take much stronger impacts. And the reason why, and I didn't know this, but the average state trooper gets hit 3 or 4 times in his lifetime. I know. And sometimes more than that in a year. It's ridiculous. I was reading the article. It's crazy. People don't see him. Yeah, they hit their cars, run their cars, just plow into the people. Yeah, I was listening to a couple of cops talk about it. It's just scarily crazy how it is. So Ford said, we're going to help y'all brothers out. And by the way, Ford supplies 65% of all the police cars in the United States. That's pretty damn good. And yeah, well, we all know them police cars out there. Right now, around here, they're running in Chryslers, man. They're more sporty Chryslers with the ones that look like they got space engines in the back for taillights. They're all over the place, too. Yeah, I think they're posy like them. They sound pretty bad when they go zipping by. Coming up next, here we go. Let me get a sip of drink here. Robert Mueller has spent 2 years investigating Trump. He hasn't said a word. It's possible he never will. Why would that be? How could he spend 2 years? What? Would the Democrats lose their mind if he spent 2 years investigating them and then just didn't say anything? The reason why is, one, he's not duty-bound to say anything. Two, it's not his place to say anything. This will be up to the new attorney general, who should be in the next month. If it came in right now, it'd be up to Whitaker. But it's going to come in under the new attorney general, and he will decide what, if any, of the report should be made public. That is his job. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what he's saying. We may never hear. Well, if there's nothing that's going to connect Trump, you know, to put him in jail or get him impeached, we probably won't hear anything. Other than, oh, well, there's nothing here that involves the president in collusion. Because he hasn't indicted anybody on collusion with the president. He's only indicted them on money this and money that, laundering this. But nothing's on collusion. He hadn't even indicted any companies on collusion with Trump. Yeah, so that's the problem. All his indictments have been for other stuff. And it's been 2 years. People are getting a little aggravated now. 2 years into this and still nothing. You know, from what, according to the Democrats, he's so guilty, like all these probes they want to launch, he's so guilty they should have known in the first week. Well, here we are 2 years later with the guy they said they like and still nothing. Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know enough about Mueller. The fact that he's friends with Comey is a red flag because, you know, Comey is a nasty old SOB we done found out. Lied to save Hillary's ass. I love that when he said, well, oh, just some ignorance, really? Comey, number one thing, cops love to say this, ignorance is no excuse to break the law. And Hillary broke the law just on the classified stuff 300 times, not including all the other stuff she did. So there was probably 400 or 500 instances of law breaking going on, but, oh, she was just dumb. Okay, one, two times, maybe three times, yeah, four times, okay, five, ooh, I don't know. 10, oh, man, dumb, that looks intentional. 300, oh, shit, and that's what we know. Remember, they deleted 30,000 emails. Yeah. I don't know, guys. The whole thing stinks to hell and back. Here's Miss Omar again. Let's see. That's all she's doing, trying to get her face on TV. She's like little Cortez. These juniors just, oh, I got to get my media fix. Oh, I got to go tweet, man. I'm a Twitter man. Oh, shit, I got to get Twitter going. Oh, yeah, okay, I'm better now. Oh, wait, I got my face on TV, hold on. Oh, okay, I'm better. It's just how they are. It's crazy. I'm sorry, but it is. At this point, I'm just saying, man, it's kind of stupid the way this all plays out. First off, I mean, come on, she even had Chelsea Clinton on her ass. And you know Chelsea hates to go against any Democrat. I don't know, Chelsea's out there. What is wrong with you, chick? What, you said something seriously wrong with you? Don't you know the Jews give my family a lot of money? Oh, wait, that's all right. I wasn't supposed to say that. I hope they run Joe Biden. No, I surely do. Trump will win with a landslide. So far, none of the women I've seen him put up, Trump's got to worry about, because most of them have histories and stuff. And they're going to just start attacking him, and they don't realize attacking Trump will cost him election just like it cost Hillary. No, he's better at that kind of stuff. See, no, he's not going to be seen picking women because all three of these women endorse murder. Yeah, that's the point. Here you're going to have three women running, and all he's going to ever do is get up there on stage when they do the debate. Well, is it okay for them to kill babies after they take him out? So they either got to say yes or no at this point because this is their followers. If they want these votes, they're going to have to say yes. And if they do, he owns their ass. And if they don't, then he owns them anyway because they just blew off half their constituents. And he can call them a liar because they've been saying it before. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Democrats are in a precarious situation. The economy will still be strong then. The military will be stronger. All our deals will be finished by then. Some way or another, he'll get some money for that wall. So I think he's batting 100%. I think y'all going to have a hard time on throwing in the king, guys. And from what I've seen, 50 million people watched the State of the Union and gave it a 76% approval rating. Yeah, I think y'all in trouble, Dems. That's 50 million people right there. Hillary needs 14 more million to win, and probably that many didn't even watch. You know, 20 million. Last we heard, he had 60, almost 63 million when he wrapped up his election. Since then, they estimate he hasn't lost but maybe a million or two, and has picked up at least 14 or 15 million more. So now when that comes election time, that trend will probably only translate out to about 65, 66, but that's all he needs. Well, he needs in the right states too, because, you know what happens if you get the popular vote and don't get the Electoral College? Hillary! Ooh, Hillary! free. Yeah, because we didn't want. You know why we did it, Hillary? You know why? Because we don't want California and New York picking our presidents. That's why. Because we know both of y'all are kind of effed up in the head. So the other 48 states are like, no, 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 no. Your states are pretty messed up. So why don't we get some regular people up there? Somebody sent me this earlier. Trump to angry Dems. Loosen up. Have some fun, brothers. Go out there and have some fun, man. Get some beer out. Do some. Get like Nancy. I mean, not Nancy Pelosi. Get like Liz Warren. Grab a bottle of Moose Glow beer and rant about your Indian heritage. There you go, Democrats. Or maybe you're talking about how as a governor you dressed up as blackface. Or as a lieutenant governor, how you rape young girls. Who has some beers there, or how is it the first woman to run for president and you cheated out Bernie Sanders to get his spot? I'm just, we could go on for hours, I'm sorry. Damn, y'all just got issues. You make it too easy. And if the media wasn't so cowardly, you wouldn't even have a chance. God, if you didn't have six of the media organizations on your side, you would not even be in politics anymore. I mean, your party is a disaster. And even with all that press, you still can't manage to get any control. Well, y'all can control the purse strings, but I'm telling you, if the government gets shut down again, Nancy's not going to come out on top. Because it cost $7 billion last time to shut the government down, and everybody was the same thing. Well, you should have just gave the money if it cost $7 billion. So now everybody's going to be like, oh, it's going to cost another $7 billion. It could pay for the wall three times then. It just makes y'all look ignorant. We'll see what happens. I'm pretty good on politics. I'm usually right. So, fortunately for me, I've got 5 years of public predictions. Oh, yeah. And the only thing I was wrong in the main election in 2016 is I had predicted 2 years before that the Republicans would take the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It would be an easy sweep because, you know, the Democrats and Obama left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. That's why Trump got elected in the first place. Every time a Democrat cries about Trump, I tell them the same thing. It's your fault. You brought the country on the edge of this sick crap, and the country had enough. And now you're trying to bring it back with what's kill the babies after they're born. The country's not going for that. It's like liberals have no idea who Americans are. You get up there in California, New York, and you get in your little inner circle, and y'all blow smoke each other's up, each other's ass, and forget. Most people in the country have a problem. Most normal, everyday Americans, 70% of Americans have a problem with abortion to start off with, maybe even 80%. If you were actually to put this to an undercover vote, abortion would probably lose. Because, you know, it doesn't matter who I talk to. When you really get down to it, and you ask how many people have had them versus how many, you know, and it just doesn't pan out to what the Democrats say or what the liberal media says. It never does. And when you do polling on this, you find out that every poll I've seen for these new laws, like what Virginia probably put up in New York and all them are doing, it's like 90% are against. But only a sick person would think it's okay to kill a baby in the third or fourth trimester. I mean, so and these laws allow the baby to be born. And if the mother decides she don't want it to be terminated, that's murder, people. In everyone's eyes, that's murder. So how are you going to say something if a boyfriend comes in these states and stabs the baby to death because he didn't want the baby? Well, that's just an abortion. He said, I just gave my wife an abortion. No, well, father don't have rights. See, that's going to have to change too, especially with these kind of laws. This is going to get seriously nasty, seriously fast. Well, I don't believe that women have all rights when it comes to children. Not even a little bit. And I hate to tell you this. Most men will agree with me, and a lot of women do too, because, you know, at first women are all like, oh, no, it's our body, it's our rights. Yeah, until you start talking about killing their sons and their grandsons, and then the whole damn thing changes. Yeah, at a lecture I did, one of the first things I did, I was talking about this, and I just put it to the crowd. I said, this is a simple thing, ladies. I said, if your grandson got a woman pregnant, and he was willing to take the child, raise the child, pay for everything, mother, don't even have anything to do with it, all she had to do was carry for 8 months, would you still be all right with an abortion? Everyone said no. Everyone said no. So right there, you lost more than two-thirds of women. So these kind of votes wouldn't even get passed. These would be landslide things. This is why they don't even want to talk about fathers' rights. because in the end it should be allowed, because lady stands up in the middle of the thing and says, well, it's my body and I don't want to wreck it for 8 months because of this. Okay, that's true. But if that's the way you felt, you should have made him or you have protection. If that's truly the way you felt and you didn't want this to happen, then you should have used protection. And I'm not putting it on her. It could be the guy too. I'm not saying that. But one of you should have used protection of some kind. And then we wouldn't even be having this conversation, because you know what? People need to be held accountable when they do stupid things. So now we don't even hold people accountable. We just let them kill babies. Really? So that was the answer. Don't hold people accountable. And now we're going to let them murder babies that can feel and think. You know, all right. I'm going to be blunt about this. For people who don't have children, this is an easier thing. If you've never had your hand on a baby when it's moving around in the womb, or when you're talking to it and it's responding to your voice, or when you lay against it and it pushes against you, you won't understand this. But babies are sentient much earlier than any of us want to believe, because we don't want to think we're monsters at first and second trimesters killing babies. But after that, dude, you can't even deny it. You can walk up to a woman who's 7, 8 months pregnant, start talking to her stomach, her baby will react to it. This baby is alive. It's in the belly and it's alive. And I mean, it's alive and it's aware. And if I bet you if you heard it, it would react. And I bet you if you did anything to it, it would react. But we're going to say that's okay to kill those. Now, that's just sick in itself. But now we're going to take it to a step further, that if the child's born, instead of giving it to someone or putting it up for adoption or something, we're going to kill it. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. That's murder. Any way you look at that, that's murder. And you're not going to sell this to this country. This country's not going to buy this as anything other than murder. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to find some women, some liberal women that are going to side with you, but that's not going to be the majority of them. It's not going to be the majority of men either. Well, you already know 55% of the country is religious anyhow. So that's 55% against you to start off with. You might have kept some of them on your side for just abortions that are needed, but this other crap, no. And every poll I've seen, even liberal polls, say they're 80% against this. And I noticed that none of the liberals in the Congress want to talk about this. Yeah, because they're scared to. This is career ending, career ruining. Unless you live in one of them little districts that are all pro for this, this could ruin you. And it's more than that. You have to remember, you voted for this. 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line, when 5 million babies are dead or 6 million babies are dead, you voted for this. This is on you. Do y'all know how many babies have died from abortion since 1973 or 76? Millions. I wonder the exact number. Millions. And what, you're okay with that? And now we want to raise the number? Let me get this right. You're all happy with bringing illegal immigrants in this country, feeding them, clothing them, giving them all kind of free crap that you can, but you don't want to keep our own citizens and give them the same rights? You want to kill them? Anyway, I'm sorry. It just pisses me off. I apologize. I got off another rant. Anyway, we're going to get ready to get out here in a few minutes. Coming up next is Dr. J Live. Democrats search and party moderate Dems seek one of their own to win the 2020 primary to topple Trump. And look who they're talking about. Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. I don't know how we could say the same name that was. Joe Biden, Joe Biden. I'm just saying. Oh, here we go. Little Miss Blackface. There she is. Hello there, Little Miss Blackface. How you doing today? Well, the View won't talk about it. Yeah, that's what I said. I said that earlier. The View refuses to talk about it. Maybe they'll show the picture. Let's see. We'll let this run. Audio's off yet. We'll let this run. Give Miller a free promotion. We got 4 minutes, actually, and then we're over. We are over and out after that. No, I'm sure she thinks it was okay. Oh, I'm sure. Oh, no, them people in them. I bet you. This is how she does it. She's okay with it. she's okay with the Democrats who did it, but the white guy, the GOP guy who was over the yearbook, I bet you he's an evil bastard. Liberals are just too predictable. Actually, Jack, you seen that right there? He's no, he put it on hold again. Yeah, Michael Cohen did. I don't know. Maybe he's legit. Maybe he thinks somebody's going to kill him if he testifies against the president. I have no idea. He just looks like a weaselly, cowardly bastard to me, but that's just my own personal opinion. I'm a strong woman, but I need a strong man by my side. Kara praises her husband, Russell Wilson. Oh my God, poor baby. She's gonna care. I can see it now. Liberals are gonna give her so much backlash over that because she needs a strong man. Hey, I always thought two was better than one to start off with. Not really, because in a lot of things, my wife is way smarter than I am, so. Makes life easier. I'm just saying it does. Senator Graham says Democrats are willing to give more funding for a wall in exchange for less ICE detention beds. So wait. Oh, we're gonna give you a wall, let you build a wall, but we're going to take some beds away. Okay. I would say okay to that, but on one condition, that after we see a slowdown from the wall, then we can do such a thing. He's Senator Lindsey Graham. Boy, I mean, after McCain passed, he got to become like a bully. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one right here, let me bring this up right quick because I know we got to get out of here in about 2 minutes. This brought up a lot of questions right here. Former Whitewater Independent Counsel Robert Ray on House Democrats opening probes on Trump. This was an interesting thing because, you know, like he said, if this is what you want to do, then from now on, all the Republicans are going to do, as soon as a new president comes in, we're going to open probes. I imagine they could have found all kind of interesting stuff in Obama. But they didn't. They just went on letting him be president. But you see, the Democrats haven't learned. So if this is how they're going to be, I mean, it's like 12-year-olds. The Democrats are like a bunch of little 12, 13, 14-year-old spoiled, rotten little kids who want their way no matter what it costs anybody else. And they don't realize they're doing damage to their own reputations in their own country. I don't even think they care. But this right here, everybody agrees with. Why was there such a use of force for this guy? They were trying to scare this guy into something. Yeah, they don't have any. That's the problem. I mean, the use of force they used here was way beyond anything you would need. Come on. This guy was a nobody. It's not like he was a mobster or something. Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. And now they're looking into that. Oh, yeah, the new guy wants him looking into that. He said, this ain't working for me. Political chaos in Virginia, we all know what that's about. This was an interesting article, if you catch it. They thought this guy was a prisoner of war. He was actually missing. He decided to make a new life in Vietnam way back in the day. But anyway, we got the Go Guys coming up next. Dun, 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 dun. See y'all in 10. Stay tuned.